Joining us on Panthers Radio with Zionomics is Panthers forward Tyler Biggs. Tyler, this weekend saw a shift for you. You joined the old childhood friends of Bold Duke and Herchabees, and it kind of immediately paid off, especially when you look at Sunday. Bold Duke's first goal started with you getting the puck back behind the net, cycling it around. Then you yourself got a pretty nice goal. Mm-hmm. A good shift for you.
Yeah, it was, it was good. It was pretty evident that we had some chemistry right away. I think we're all kind of, we play a big game and a simple game, and it just kind of worked out.
Now, obviously, before working with both of those two, you were kind of all over the shop working with a variety of people. Do you think maybe this is Rich finding you your spot?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Like when you come to a new team, and you know, I think you look at our roster, and there's a lot of new guys, a lot of new faces this year. It's going to take time before you find, guys that are just can almost naturally play together. You know, that chemistry that you talk about. I think things like that just take time, and you know, I think it's a step in the right direction for sure.
Now, the first assist that you did with Bold Duke, where obviously you were the physical player behind the net to re-win the puck, that's the kind of game maybe people were expecting from you when you came over, and then your goal is something, I mean, it was a snipe above Ben Bounce, who's one of the best netminders in the league. Kind of, you're not just a one-dimensional player, are you?
No, I mean, I think overall my game's pretty rounded. You know, I try to chip in offensively, be defensively responsible, and be a physical presence out there, so that's kind of the way I've been my whole career, you know.
Now, you spoke about defensive responsibility as a team since we played Dundee away, the last game of the 3-3. Defensively, we've been a little bit stronger, only conceded something like 8 goals in 6 games, which in this league is very good. Is that something clicking within the team?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like I said, you know, we had a bunch of new faces and we're all learning new systems, and it's a process, and I think it's definitely coming together now.
Now, Cardiff are one of the big teams in the league. One of the other big teams are the Belfast Giants, who we take on Saturday. Obviously, they came here, managed to come back in the third, take us to overtime and win the game. And the last time before that, when we were in Belfast, they managed to beat us also. They're looking like one of the big front runners now.
Yeah, they're a good team. I think, I think this league, from what it sounds like and from what I can see so far, gets just better and better every year. Before when you had one or two teams, now you're going to have 4, 5, 6, you know, 7. Every year I think everybody's getting that much better, and people are wanting to come over here and play. So, it's not a surprise to me to see, other teams step up and take on a role if they get hot or whatever it is.
Now, last question then, because you were brought in today, you're going to get tomorrow off instead of normally having your Monday off. Mm-hmm. Was there anything, what was the thinking behind that? Or I know you're looking forward to finally getting another day off.
Yeah, I think it's good because, you know, you have a long week ahead, and sometimes, you know, after a big weekend, your body can kind of go into shutdown mode. You know, it thinks it's time to rest and you got to kickstart it back up. But, you know, when you come in and, you know, you keep it simple on the ice for 30 minutes like we did today, you get a nice flush and you keep the body moving and you get a rest day and you're right back at it for 3 days before the weekend. So, you know, I enjoy it, actually.
All right, well, enjoy the rest day and good luck with the rest of the week.
Thank you very much.